You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
We always enjoy the company of this man, as polished a professional as you will find in this industry. He's hosted College Game Day since 2015. It's the best thing. You know, it's them and TNT for the best things that sports do.
He hosted the Herbies over the weekend. It was very exciting. It was.
I will ask if you have questions about the Herbies. I would like to hear them. And I want to talk to him about college football, because I'm weirdly excited about college football, but I like it better now that it's actually professional football. I like it better as minor league football than what we pretended that it's been. So I'm excited for that. But one of the reasons I wanted to talk to him is because over the weekend I saw, and I'm like, oh, it's going to happen to him too. It's happening to him. People were really being cruel to Lee Corso. And this is a delicate thing for ESPN, for everybody. Such an icon, such a just a pillar that everyone loves and respects. And the people who work with him wish for him to age in a way that is graceful on television, when that can be hard as you age. And people were,
he's doing just fine, by the
way. Well, I mean, people were they're dragging him.
I know.
He's doing just fine, but that was not, there was some cruelty in what was happening, because I don't know the right answer here. And so, Reese, I ask you, do you?
Well, I think Saturday wasn't our best effort collectively. We don't typically do the show in boxes with everybody in remote locations. You know, we did have a season during the pandemic where LC stayed home and he did it, but that's different, having one person there as opposed to us being in four or five different locations. We also, because of the delays, we had a couple of times when there were some snafus in the order. And typically we don't establish an order of who's talking next, but in that situation we did. And because we're not accustomed to that, a couple of times some people had some missteps in that regard that I think maybe made it seem greater than it was. So it's a long way of saying, I would encourage the people who were perhaps, to use your word, unkind or cruel, to reserve a little judgment. He's doing great. I speak to him regularly, and this weekend in Columbus, I think you'll see a much more comfortable environment, and you'll see him be able to deliver as he still does, which is remarkable, because his mind is still razor sharp at the age of 87. I should be so fortunate, you know, if I'm blessed to make it that far in my life.
They win and lose as a team, Dan. They're fine. They're perfect. That show is perfect. I don't care what the settings are. I don't care if they're in different boxes. I don't care if they're on location. I don't care who the celebrity picker is, what's going on with Corso. That show is perfection. That's it. Perfection.
Okay, and
I'm also available this year, Reese, just in case.
I would say to you, those two guys, I am interested in, you say it's perfection, but I am interested in this part, because on television, it's very hard to age with grace. People are complaining about Vitale. I don't know what the right age is for someone to bow out, 80s, 90s, or any of that stuff.
I know, but I think what Reese is telling you is, once they're all in the same location and Kirk is there and Reese is there, right, and Desmond's there, that stuff will take care of itself.
And it's going to change a lot. And to answer, you know, there's no right answer. I mean, everybody wants somebody out. You know what I mean? And it's true that I think they do take shots at people as they get older. But, you know, heck, you get it, because you're so good at what you do. Both you guys do. You at Stugatz, Dan, you both get it because you're excellent at what you do. And people, you know, people react because they want to diminish something else for whatever reason. But I've found that it's a relatively small percentage of people, and the overwhelming majority of people that, you know, I see out and about, love LC. They love Vitale. I'll give you a quick story about Vitale. I was, my son is playing independent league, minor league baseball. And so I was at a game the other night, and I ran across a guy who was an executive, a former executive with the Pistons, who knew Vitale and used to drive him around when Dick was the head coach of the Pistons. And the guy says to me, "Man, I'm so glad that he's recovering well." He goes, "I'd give anything, you know, maybe I'll run across him and talk to him again someday." And he wasn't hinting at anything. And I said, "Well, let's see if we can get him on the phone." And so we got Dick on the phone, and Dick talks to this guy, and the guy's wife says to me, "You don't realize how that just made his day." So I think there's a lot more reverence and admiration out there at large for the icons in sports television, guys like Dick Vitale and Lee Corso, than sometimes we get when we watch the reaction on social media.
Reese, we really appreciate how thoughtful you were with with your answers. It should come as no surprise that this show would be fishing for how to age with grace on television, considering the summer.
There's no good answer to that. I mean, heck, I just got back from having my physical at the doctor, and she reminded me how old I'm getting. So, you know,
No, the good answer is you, Reese, is what he's saying. He's leering at you. You're 56 years old. You're a Disney prince. Your teeth, those teeth, look at that smile. Like you are, you are television perfect.
You go to the doctor. I go to dead shows all summer.
Yes.
I mean,
and you're looking like you're ready for the season. You are so ready for the season. And I don't think, Reese, because I do want people to understand this part of your job. I don't think people actually know how hard it is to construct what you guys do outdoors every week, to conduct that in a way that doesn't often come with breakdowns and criticisms. Like, can you explain to people how hard it is for that? Because that ain't easy to make it look easy.
No, I mean, they want the results. You know, don't tell me about the labor pain, show them the baby. But it takes probably upwards, Dan, of 100 people. If you consider the guys who drive the trucks and build the sets and do all of the incredible things in terms of the electronics and the various microphones and IFBs for all of our different guests to make it work without interference, without cutting out. And occasionally you're going to have a snafu. But, you know, all of those people working together, I've already had numerous meetings. Just before I called to talk to you, just spent probably 45 minutes with the producer. We're going through the rundown and tweaking. Would this be good here? You know, how are we going to handle it? Because we don't script the show. There's no teleprompter. You know, we keep notes. We have a rundown, an outline of what we're going to talk about. We have to prepare graphics. So I don't mean it's like willy-nilly. Hey, let's just talk about this. We have to have support visually. But we're not sitting there reading off a teleprompter. There's not a single word that's, there's no teleprompter to script it into.
Wait, is that so?
It's spontaneous, you
Reese,
know, and
that's
in
so
many
true.
Regards.
That's so true that you're not doing it with a prompter?
Because Fowler was
like,
doing
Fowler
it.
Right? That was always the legend around Fowler. You guys are still doing this without a prompter?
Yeah, I mean, we don't. I mean, Fowler had to have a prompter because without one, he's lost. No, I'm kidding.
You almost blew my mind.
Let's edit that out to make it look like.
Since he lives there, he's listening. I can get a call in 3-2. I think that Chris would tell you in his years on the show and the same thing. I've found that things in prompter limit conversation, and people are looking at that screen and wondering if they're supposed to talk or not. And instead, you can have it be more conversational. You can react to things you see without throwing everybody in the truck, haywire. And I think it's just a more natural way to go.
Like seasons and episodes and eras of Saturday Night Live, College Game Day, built by the Home Depot, returns for its 36th season. Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon, ESPN simulcast on ESPNU. Reese, which is the best version? Which is the most epic version of College Game Day? Is it, you've been there since 2015. Is this the prime?
Meaning the show? I think it's the best job in television for me because I'm such a college football fanatic. If you mean the locale, I don't know that anything will ever top when we went to Washington State, Pullman, Washington, and people joke about going to the Palouse and how difficult it is to get there. But because of that crusade that they had with their school flag, Old Crimson, making every show for 15 years, and by the way, they've continued the streak since we went there in 2018, it was cathartic for those fans. And it was like they felt that there was a validation that came along with being the site for College Game Day. And that's humbling for us. And it's also something that you know, I think was meaningful for them. And we appreciate that it means so much to them. So I always say that there, I mean, Cincinnati was great last year. The trips to James Madison have been unbelievable. But to me, I don't know that anything will ever top that Saturday morning in Pullman, Washington.
I think I asked the question poorly. I was asking what is considered the best version of College Game Day? What era?
Oh, well, I mean, come on, man.
Yours.
You know, yes, right. I'm faux humble, and you guys bring out the worst in me. So, you know. So you guys
are doing it better than it's ever been done, is
but
what you're saying.
But there's only two, Dan. There's recent Fowler. Let's put it
this way. That's the goal. And the standard has been set really, really high. I mean, Chris is an incredible television talent. And he set the bar really high. And I even think that when Kirk came in, that Craig James set the bar high for him. And LC has been, you know, he has been the icon, you know, from the very beginning. And the way he resonated with fans and still does and has resonated with fans over the years really gives you a high standard and a responsibility that you feel every week to make the show as good as it can be. In the offseason every year, I always talk about keeping the show fresh and evolving it. It doesn't need broken down and it doesn't need a rebuild or a remodel. It just needs to constantly stay fresh and find new ways to do that. And hopefully we'll be able to do that starting Saturday morning.
Let's talk to you about the season. Are you any more or less interested because all of the facades and all the superficialities have been eliminated? We're now watching the big business of football.
I felt that that's what it's been for a while, but because of my love of the history of it and the tradition of it, it has that part of it hasn't affected my enjoyment of what I see on Saturdays. What it has done is it's made it feel like a more fair enterprise. You know, I hear people say things from time to time like, this is not what NIL was intended to be. They didn't implement NIL. NIL is something that every person has. It's the ability to profit off of your individual talents. It was unfairly restricted before, and the restrictions are gone. So, you know, now, can there be collectively bargained guardrails and all of that stuff? I think there should be. I think college football should govern itself because of exactly what you said. It is a business. Doesn't mean that there aren't other things that can come along with it. Great education, opportunities created through connections in life, learning discipline, and all those things. Those can be true too. But it's also true that it's a business and people are making millions and millions of dollars and the players should share in the revenue. But in terms of my enjoyment of it, that hasn't affected it one bit. I love it just as much now as I did when I was a six-year-old in the 70s, you know, thinking, and they probably did at that time, thinking that everybody was playing for the glory of good old State U.
Miami is someone that excites the hell out of Mike Ryan. Herbie,
by the way.
I just don't think that there is another program in the country that has been quite so brazen about, okay, and we're going to totally change the way we do business. We are not going to be quaint mom and pop. We're going to keep up with the spenders and be pretty up in front about it. So what's it going to buy them? What Miami's hundreds of millions of dollars of investment that just fell out of the sky because Miami's never done it this way. What does it actually buy them this season?
This season is, I don't know, probably a jumping off point to be competitive in terms of recruiting because they've had a lot of people come into their area and take great players out of the so-called state of Miami for the last almost generation, I guess. So I think it gives them a chance to be on more equal footing there, but I don't think it means that they're going to, you know, lock the entire area down and get everybody that they want there because of this, because players can make money a lot of different places. There are all kinds of NIL opportunities across the country. So ultimately, in addition to doing that to make sure they aren't at a disadvantage, they still have to be able to do the things that the power programs do. Players still want, you know, sometimes I think we forget that players want to play football and they want to win. They don't just want to make money. They'd like to do both. And so Miami's going to have to prove that they are at the level of a Clemson, that they can win the same championship you can win if you go to Georgia or Alabama or Ohio State. And ultimately, those things will carry the day just as much as the other. But you have to have the things you mentioned in order for that not to be used against you when you're trying to recruit slash acquire talent.
Reese, the sport is constantly changing, and I know you love the sport. What do you imagine it will look like in 5 years, let's say?
Probably three huge conferences. I think the Big Ten and the SEC are not done expanding. A lot of that is going to depend on the grant of rights in the ACC. I don't know if it will be 5 years, but I think in the not too distant future, college football will operate as its own business. To use Dan's term, it will be somewhat of a quasi, I don't know if minor league's the right word, but it will be a college league. The revenue sharing will come. Collective bargaining, I think, will come in the form of perhaps negotiating with trade associations, because the union for college athletes, and I'm not a labor attorney, I've talked to some, but unions would be difficult because the membership would be constantly changing every 3 years, you know, if not more often. And so I think unionizing might be difficult, but a trade association or some type of body that has the player's best interest at heart and negotiates on their behalf, and not something handed down from the entity and say, well, we're going to give you 20% of the revenues. No, they're going to bargain. And the players might have to give up some freedom of movement that they have right now. We're doing a segment on game day this weekend because 45% of the quarterbacks atop the depth charts in Division I this year are transfers. And so we're going to show some guys and go, where did he land? Where has he been? Still playing, not playing, that kind of thing, because everybody's on the move. So that might be an example of something players would have to give up a little bit of freedom on in order to collect some of the millions, if not billions of dollars that will come along with the next college football playoff contract, which almost certainly will involve some level of expansion.
We got to get you out of here, so let's make these quick. Stugatz has a question.
Mark May, the jersey behind you, why?
Because Mark May is as good a friend as I've ever had, a great partner. And, I mean, Mark and I are really, really close friends. We were together almost 20 years, I guess 16, 17 years in the studio. So he's my guy. So he gets the front and center spot.
If I send you a Clark University lacrosse game-worn jersey and I autograph it, will you put it behind you in a frame?
Do you pay for the frame or do I have to?
Stugatz also wants.
I would pay for the frame,
Stugatz
actually.
Also wants to
appear. Okay, actually, I'll find a spot for it.
Yes.
Stugatz. He also wants to be on College Game Day. He wanted to ask you that, and Mike Ryan wanted to get in here with a changing landscape question.
Well, I've heard you talk about what happens with College Game Day as the new Big Ten TV contract kicks in, and you hope that College Game Day stays. But it's always been the conspiracy theory that ESPN has favored the big conference that they now will have the exclusive rights to in the SEC. Are we going to see more of an us versus them type of coverage from ESPN's college football programming?
Not immediately, and I hope not, but I'm not going to be naive either and say that, you know, 5 years down the road, look at the change we've had in 2 years. The example I've used that I hope we don't get to, I realize that the NFL shows, don't really go on the road that often, but you would never see the guys at CBS, for instance, being at a big NFC game just because the two teams had great records. That we want to maintain what College Game Day has built in that we are at the best story every week. That doesn't always coincide with the meeting of the two highest ranked teams. That's the goal. That's the plan. That's the mandate that we have from above up to this point. And I hope that there is not anything that changes that. We want to continue to go to Ohio State and continue to go to Michigan, you know, down the way. And we plan to do so. In fact, I was speaking with Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren, a few days ago, and that
name
is certainly.
Drop. Name drop.
To let you know that the lines of communication are still wide open, and that's the intention. That's the intention all the way around. You would think. I mean, I like Kevin, but you'd think I could do better if I was going to come on the Levitard show and drop a name. Wouldn't you think? Look at me, Louie.
Reese, looking forward to you guys killing it again. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. See you later.
Let me know what game you need me for.
All right, Dan. All right, Stu. I'll let you know, okay, buddy. Send me that jersey.
I will. I'm sending it to you.
It will never
happen.
Listen,
Herb Street said the same thing last year.
Somebody, he'll ask somebody to send it. It'll never happen.
It probably won't. But Herbie said I could be on College Game Day again. Thank you, guys. The chickens are coming out. Jesus.
You will never get that jersey. Just want to let you know.
See you later, Reese.
See you later, guys.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
Chris Cody does an impression. Just be careful.
Dangerous game. This is a dangerous game.
I don't want to play this game.
No, he was saying, man, I could do such a great Kendrick.
No,
Kirk.
I don't want to play this game.
He's like, man, I this can talk just like him.
This is who we're going to trust
with
this.
I mean, you
this.
Do it. Let's let Amin do it, I think.
Stugatz.
I think you could do it, Chris, because you did a great Charles Barkley. You're one for one there.
Did no one just hear the segment we just did with Amin? We cannot be
Amin's
taking
judgment is not the
counsel
best.
From the local drunk on whether or not you should do the impersonation of a black man stumbling over his words. Like, you don't see the bad in that.
There was.
Moses Moody? Moody Moses? Moses?
Moody? You need that. It sounds
Chris.
Worse.
Be careful, man.
We gotta, like, we cannot do this. It's too close to the line. This is where the line is. Something legitimately funny can't be funny because we're scared our ginger's gonna do something racist by accident.
Carry the hell on, Dan.
Rachel.
Dan, the line is where we feel alive, though.
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Let's do weekend observations with Stugatz.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, 96 calories, available for delivery. What's in there?
Dan!
I thought when we did the deal with DraftKings, it meant we were going to be able to work less. I was wrong. So terribly wrong. We're working harder than ever. Well, at least you are. But thanks to Amin, Michelle Beadle, David Sampson, and the shipping container, we were able to take the rare week off at the same time. But Dan, you are sitting over there, and I am sitting over here, and football is right around the corner.
That's right.
And Dan, just like that, we are back.
Yeah, we are.
Beads. You know what's not quite back yet? College football. College football doesn't start until Hawaii plays a midnight Eastern game at home.
They play
10:30 against Vandy. It was not midnight Eastern. College football has not begun
it's
yet.
It's gonna be that so that they played and
it was Vandy. I mean, they blew them out. How about that? It's gonna make you think when you're down $1,000 at midnight. What to do with the rainbows? I mean,
they shouldn't lose like that at home.
It's like 62-7.
You're counting on Hawaii to give you something there, not lose to the SEC doormat.
Yeah. It never happened in Aloha Stadium.
Week zero. The week should be spelled W-E-A-K. Ty Montgomery is a Patriot. Did you know that?
Wait a minute. Why did you not like Northwestern Nebraska?
I mean, I liked it because my daughter's going to Northwestern, but it's Northwestern in Nebraska.
It's an official start to football season. No, no. I mean, do you need better football?
W-E-A-K.
Okay.
Amin El Hassan retweeting compliments at a 10-1 ratio over negative comments. Amin, the Stugats is strong in you. The Atlanta Braves are going to be a problem.
They're really good.
The Bravos.
Are you scared? The Mets are great, though.
I just said they're going to be a problem.
But the Mets are great.
That's why I said it.
But why shouldn't the Braves be scared of the Mets? The Mets are great.
For some reason, the Mets are scared of the Braves. It's weird. The Braves are good, Dan. Like, really good.
The Mets are scared of the Braves?
And they have not played well against the Braves this season.
The Mets are scared of the Braves.
Well, I don't know if they're scared. They just don't match up well against them.
None of it matters because the Dodgers exist.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers. They're plus 285.
There is that. None of it matters because the Dodgers exist. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. None of it matters because the Dodgers exist. Not the Yankees, not the Mets, not anybody.
Yes. Jarvis Landry is a saint. Juice, death, taxes, and Nick Saban getting a raise and an extension.
Till 80. He's going to do it till
crazy.
He's 80.
Crazy.
And he dyes his hair like Cody.
Yeah, I'm right, he does.
Yeah. Probably past 80, don't you think?
Well, this is up to 80.
He'll go past 80, I would think.
Oh, yeah. Big
right?
Time. Yeah.
Why not? Yep. Say what you will about the LIV Tour, but has anyone noticed how badly it has exposed the PGA Tour? Have you noticed this? Suddenly the PGA Tour has money. Like, it's crazy. And lots of it.
Yeah, the Mets have a winning record against the Braves.
I told you. Problem. Bravos.
Where would you come up with a fear?
You know what? I have no idea. I was just trying.
Are you watching Mets baseball this year? This
is just started.
It's your team. It's your team.
Playoffs are a different animal, Dan.
Exactly, yeah. And they're going to be a problem, yeah. The Bravos.
Whole new ball game.
But it doesn't matter. The Dodgers. We agree on that, right? Have you noticed this about the PGA Tour, Dan?
I've been trying to get you to notice it for 3 months, and you keep saying you don't care about LIV, you don't care about LIV, and now LIV is coming to replace golf, and your Masters are being threatened, and now you're like, I can't believe LIV is doing this.
I told you I wouldn't care until the Masters was being threatened, and now it is, because Cameron Smith is now joining the LIV Tour. He's the number two golfer in the world, so I'm not going to see the best at Augusta
But why would LIV spend billions and billions and billions of dollars if the goal wasn't to end the PGA? All these guys are now noticing. Spagats, it's been a con. We got in here the most powerful man in sports, allegedly. He presided over. All of these athletes are worth a lot more than we thought they were worth. You just saw the television contract go for $8 billion in college football. And of course, LIV is here to just buy its way into this game and ruin golf, and the golfers will sell their souls because all of these brands have realized, wait a minute, Tom Brady can get $375 million in a correct job he's no good at.
Yep. Justin Thomas and Rory can cry and moan and complain all they want, but Greg Norman and Phil Mickelson have helped them enormously. Lefty, the shark, Lefty and the shark. Sounds like a decent to below average buddy cop tandem. Top five golf nickname combos
that sound like
a decent to below average buddy cop tandem.
80s, what year? What year of television are we doing buddy cop tandem?
I think 80s 90, is good. Late 90s, 70s, perhaps.
90s, okay.
Yeah.
So what in the shark was it?
Lefty in the shark.
That is a pretty good show.
Thank you. Yeah. You want number five?
Yes.
Monty and the Walrus.
I'm just picturing Colin Montgomery.
No, you got to do it that way.
And the walrus putting one of the sirens on top of the car. Stanley.
No, you have to picture the whole thing physically. He's coming out of the gate strong.
They legitimately look like cops.
Yeah, and bad detectives. And now you've got him wearing a lot of beige, some polyester. It's a good look. Number four.
Boom Boom and Goose. Ready couples, Retief Goosen.
Number three.
Tiger and Chucky Three Sticks. Charles Howell III.
That sounds like the crime ring.
It does, you're right. I was thinking about that when I wrote it.
Monty family. Number two.
Lefty and the Shark.
And the number one buddy cop tandem of all time.
Chi-Chi and El Mexicano.
El Mexicano.
Yep.
Chi-Chi y El Mexicano.
Here comes Northwestern. Cats. Jeff Saturday. Great set of peepers. Marlon Mack. Houston Texan. Blaine Gabbert. My apologies, sir. I did not know. Your hair flowed like that. Shame on me. What a head of cabbage. You've seen it, Mike?
It's like the second thing I know about him after not terrible.
His name? Not terrible. You're right. Hair, awesome. Nikola Jokic beat Giannis in something that wasn't the NBA. Nikola Jokic, do it in the NBA. The Joker, the Greek Freak, the Association. There has never been a sports story that is more August than a guy using a hot dog as a straw to drink a beer at a baseball game.
It was gross.
Yeah.
Any show that had their host doing it should be ashamed of themselves.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Did Chris do it?
Who did that? Who did that? Did someone do the hacky thing of hot dog in the beer?
I have not done it. I said I'd try it, though.
We should be ashamed of ourselves.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I saw a PFT turn a hot dog into a pipe.
Really? You enjoy it? Got me thinking. Usually I go apple. Get in touch with him. Willie Snead, IV. San Francisco 49er. Huh? Speaking of the Niners, Trey Lance. That's all I got.
Well, what about him?
He looks good, Dan.
I mean, isn't Shanahan saying he's not ready?
That's like, why they're keeping Garo.
Like, aren't they saying he hasn't enough reps? Who calls him Garo?
Who's Garo?
Who calls him Garo?
Garoppolo.
Who calls him Garo?
Yeah, everyone does.
Primian?
His friends. Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
calls Jimmy G Garo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not making that up.
He looks good.
Mm-hmm. First four letters of his surname.
Yeah.
Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
Garo.
Yeah.
You don't say Garo. Garoppolo. You say Garo.
He's right.
People call him Garo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
See you, Garo.
I said you were right.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Chunkiner.
Look it up.
Chunkiner.
Just petering out. He's got nothing left. It's been a long day. I told Stugatz we're going to lose him. Back to back, Jack, that song, I told Stugatz he's going to be gone after that. He was so happy to be singing and talking about his podcast, and he wasn't going to pay attention to the rest of what we did.
The Greg Cody Show. Yeah.
Fantasy team as a sponsor. It's been a big day.
I knew we were going to lose him as soon as we did that. You haven't heard from him since. It's weird. He just totally checked out.
Lobos.
Nebraska. Do it in the United States. I wrote that when they were up 7-0. I feel bad about it. Dan, you know what the F in Scott Frost stands for?
I do not.
Fired. Braves mascot. Greatest stiff arm of all time. Top five stiff armers of all time.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
This
okay.
is big.
This is big.
Yeah.
What are you thinking of, Greg? Are you got a
stiff armers?
Yes.
Oh, man. You know who's a good one now? Derrick Henry.
Yes.
Really good.
Number five, Stugatz.
Earl Campbell.
Number four.
Larry Zonka.
Hello.
Zonk.
Number three.
I mean, Zonk could stiff arm you with his eyes.
Yeah, he could.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Could Zonk stiff arm you with his eyes? Number three.
Emmitt Smith.
I'm not sure how good this list is.
It's great.
I'm loving
it. It's my list, too. Yeah,
number two.
Walter Payton.
I don't think this list is any good.
Sweetness.
Number one.
The Braves mascot. Here come the Twinkies. What's wrong with the list? I mean, who would you put on the list?
It's just not a good list of stiff armers.
Well, who is?
Well, I think Derrick Henry is better than all of those.
Well, maybe. Like Marshawn Lynch is good.
Walter Payton is not, he was...
No, he was known for the stiff arm.
He was known for a lot of things and the stiff arm.
You know who was? Nagurski. He could
Bronco.
Bring it.
Yeah. I'm not even sure you covered those teams. Was Zonka a stiff armer?
Zonka
with his eyes.
He was a bull. He just ran right through. He carried safeties on his back, that guy.
That's a good list right there.
Yeah.
Running backs who carried safeties on their back.
That's right.
Yeah.
Safeties on his back were like little birds on the back of our rhinoceros across the Serengeti. It was a beautiful thing to watch.
Good thing the Dolphins have Tua. in the event things don't work out for Skylar Thompson.
He's been so good.
Preseason MVP.
How do you explain that a seventh round pick is better than anyone in the sport?
Unbelievable.
Tom Brady said he's 45 and has a lot of shit going on.
So good.
Works for me. Malik Willis. Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
It means uh-huh. Oh, boy.
What does that mean?
Oh, you know what it means.
Damn right you do.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Mike, you know what it means?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Either know it or you don't, that's for sure.
Yep. Roy, you know what it means, right?
Uh-huh. Thank
Hello. You.
Billy, you know what it means?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid to ask him.
Ask who?
Machine Gun Skippy.
You had a microphone.
Oh, I just kidding.
All right, keep going, Stu Gatz.
Sam Howell. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
You should. You watch him?
I know people are talking about him. They're making sounds about him.
This is the sound they make.
That's different than all the other sounds you've made.
Yep. Jerry's still out, but
Is it still out?
Intriguing.
I thought he was the best quarterback coming out in the draft, obviously. And who is Jerry?
What do you mean?
You said Jerry's still out.
Jerry.
It sounds like New York accent.
It sounds like Jerry. Yes, Jerry Seinfeld.
Did I say Jerry?
Yes, you did.
Congratulations to Miami Hurricanes quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, who won the Herbie for player most ready to take it to the next level.
Congratulations.
Wow, how about that?
That's a big deal.
Yep. I don't know who the Fox analyst was over the weekend and what game he was promoting, but he said, it's a do or die, us against the world, circle the wagons game for one of the teams. What I do know is I love that man, and I'm watching that game. I don't know what game it is. At this stage of his career, with his mastery of the quarterback position, combined with the rules, I'm not even sure Tom Brady needs an offensive line. He just needs Cameron Brait. And some guy to stick the ball into his gut. Just to fake it.
That's right.
That's all he needs.
That's right. Three or four guys on the field.
Yep. Dan, Justin Verlander hurt his leg over the weekend. You know what that means, of course.
I don't.
A horse hurt his calf. You like that?
Yeah. No, that is not
good. Oh, that was
good.
Great.
That's not
good.
That's
the best.
Good. That's
what do you
not...
need? Line of the day.
Thank you.
The line of the day.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Horse, calf. Beautiful. Yeah. Magic.
A horse's baby is a foal, not a calf.
Yeah, calf's a cow.
Nitpicker.
Nitpicker?
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, come on. It was a good line.
Wow.
Yeah. Magic. Poetry.
Time to put him down. That's what you do with a horse when it hurts his leg. Glue factory.
Wow.
It's just facts, you know.
Since June 1st.
MGS liked it.
Since June 1st, Mike Greenberg has hosted his radio show 7 times out of a possible 61. Mike Greenberg, the Stu Gatz, is strong in you. Greeny, over the course of a year, out of a possible 169 shows, Mike Greenberg has hosted 59. And hasn't hosted more than 3 consecutive shows since the week of January 31st.
How do you know this?
If I sound jealous, it's because I am.
How do you know? I'm jealous. I had 6 vacation days. It's the first time off I've had in 2 years.
Greeny, it seems like the only person not getting up is you.
What is that?
I'm doing a stand-up on Greeny.
Where did you find those numbers?
Awful announcing, put it together. Speaking
he
of
said
Hal,
that out loud.
Also.
That wasn't in your ear. That was.
Well, I had to give them credit. That it's their stat.
You weren't going to give them credit. I asked you the question so that I could
I
give them credit.
I have to credit the source, I mean. Anyway, speaking of Hal, or Brawls. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
I have to salute you, John Skipper, for fulfilling your grid of death punishment honorably. You look ridiculous. You're a brave man for being Machine Gun Skipper. You did not know the punishment you were signing up for. You look great. You have worked all the jewels. I salute you.
Do you have a new belt, by the way?
And how are you feeling about the entire ensemble? I heard you complaining that it was hot, that it was very hot, uncomfortable.
It's very hot in here. And I do owe this to my New York Jets, who I pulled out of the bucket of death and said, great. And I did also believe Machine Gun Kelly was a gangster in Chicago from the 30s.
He was. You were right. Yeah. This so is that.
You're right.
You thought you were choosing something different.
I'll look cool. Yes. I'll be in a double-breasted suit. I'll bring in a Tommy gun.
This is cool in 2022. That's what you look right now.
I thought the same thing. I thought it was the gangster.
It is what happened with the punishment. You thought you were selecting a good team, or you thought you.
No, it was my Jets.
Oh, but you were mocking the bucket is what happened. You said, who cares? We told you put it back. You said, no, it doesn't matter.
Do not mock the bucket. I'm here to tell you
that is
a mistake. Do not mock the bucket. And it's the bucket of shame.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. So I salute you for doing it, but you thought you were going to be a cool gangster, and instead you're a fool. You look like a fool.
Boo Yakisha.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.